This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's DNC speech this week is stoking speculation about a job for him in a Kamala Harris administration.
I hear that from everybody else except for the Harris folks, so.
Johnson has been Milwaukee's mayor since 2021.
I'm very happy as mayor of our city. I think there's plenty of opportunity in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
On stage at the DNC, Johnson talked about how the bipartisan infrastructure law is revitalizing black neighborhoods. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Grand Rapids Fire Department has a new drone. News 9 reports the drone was completely donor-funded. It has infrared and heat-sensing technology that can assist in rescue operations. The drone will help firefighters during a wildfire to tell where hotspots are located and can even detect a person's heat signature from several miles away. The land that had previously hosted Country Jam every year has been listed for sale. It's being sold in two parts, with over 100 acres available in total. The main portion of the land, that includes the stages and main festival, is listed at $1 million for more than 80 acres of land. The other lot of over 20 acres is listed at $500,000. The land is being sold in two pieces because the larger portion of it sits in a floodplain, which means nothing can be built on it by new owners. The female lynx at Wildwood Zoo has died. The Marshfield Wildwood Zoo announces the passing of Lexi, the female lynx. She was 19 and a half years old and considered to be a geriatric cat. Lexi had started to become uninterested in food and acting oddly. The zoo staff performed an exam under anesthesia, and Lexi was visibly struggling. The staff made the difficult decision to euthanize her as a quality of life decision. Lexi had several pre-existing conditions, including a heart murmur, diabetes, kidney disease, and arthritis. The beloved lynx will be missed for her independent spirit and tenacity. Members of VFW Post 2534 will be distributing Buddy Poppies today and tomorrow throughout Wisconsin Rapids. You'll find them at various businesses in the city. Donations help veterans or their dependents throughout the nation. You can help develop a Safe Streets and Roads for All safety action plan in Portage County. There's a virtual kickoff meeting next week to discuss ways to significantly reduce or eliminate roadway fatalities and serious injuries for all users. This includes motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. This SS4A Safety Action Plan is funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration. The virtual meeting is on August 27th from 3 to 4 p.m. You can find out more by calling 715-343-6289. There's a new tool for monitoring water quality. the DNR announced the Wisconsin Water Explorer. It's a web-based tool located on the DNR website. It can help you address concerns about the quality of water in your local lake or river. There's a blood drive scheduled for September 4th in the town of Rome. It will be at the municipal building from 10 to 3. When you donate with the Red Cross between September 1st through the 15th, you'll receive an exclusive Red Cross Raglan t-shirt while supplies last. That's September 4th in Rome. The annual Guns and Hoses event takes place on Sunday in Stevens Point at Zinoff Park. Watch the police officers take on the firefighters at 1 p.m. All proceeds go to support area veterans. You know when you're driving and you hit a work zone with lane closures and everybody starts to merge way too early? Then there's that one person that passes everyone by, merging at the last second? Well, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says that's the right way to do it. They're reminding drivers to zipper merge in work zones, not merge into one lane early. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Need a feel-good film? Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the documentary Long Shot. The film follows Juan Catalan, who is wrongfully convicted of murder. In the film, he claims to have been at a Dodger game with his daughter. Even though a celebrity lawyer takes the case, Catalan still can't provide an alibi until a major TV star steps forward and saves the day thanks to camera footage. It is a great feel-good watch and only 40 minutes long. Long Shot can be seen on Netflix and is guaranteed to entertain you. Who's up for a threequel of the animated persuasion? One of the most popular Pixar films ever, The Incredibles, will have a third installment. Writer-director Brad Bird, who also directed The Iron Giant, will be back helming the project as he did the first two films. 2014's Incredibles 2, which came out 14 years after the original, was the company's highest-grossing film ever until this summer's Inside Out 2 dethroned it. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff, but the word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes to...
Break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name, well, life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season 2 of the Netflix Monster series. Eric and Lyle were convicted of murdering their parents in 1996. They've got their quirks. Monsters drops September 19th on Netflix. Conan O'Brien as a sex worker? Who hasn't pictured that? On his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, the former talk show host sat down with actor Walton Goggins, who stars in the new season of White Lotus. During their conversation, Conan said that last year while in Bangkok, he ran into White Lotus creator Mike White and pitched himself as a gigolo in the show's new season. Goggins said he could see O'Brien playing a gigolo and actually being a gigolo in real life, all while keeping a straight face. Good actor. The third season of White Lotus premieres on Max in 2025. Well, it's happened. After months of denying their marriage was in trouble and moving out of their $60 million crib, it's official. Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after their big wedding celebration in 2022. Now she's Jenny from a different block. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WIS country.com.